Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill, celebrating its 60th anniversary. August 16, 1950, Children's Goodwill League Center lauded. On this day, August 16, 1950, the Barbados Advocate reported that the Children's Goodwill League Center, located at Constitution, Bridgetown, received glowing commendations from Barbadian Dr. Benjamin Osborne and his American-born daughter, Dr. Muriel Osborne. The father and daughter, both of whom were practicing physicians in Washington, D.C., were effusive in their praise of the humanitarian work undertaken at the Goodwill Center. Dr. Benjamin Osborne wrote in the visitor's book, "A visit to the Children's Goodwill League is an inspiration never to be forgotten. Here is Christianity at work." His daughter's sentiments were similar. She wrote, "I enjoyed my visit to the Goodwill League. It is a pleasure to work with children, especially those whose parents are unable to provide for them. These children will be our men and women of tomorrow, and it is only with strong minds and bodies that we can do our best." The Children's Goodwill League was founded in May 1935 by Mr. John Beckles, CBE. Its purpose was to cater to the needs of underprivileged children. Mothers were also instructed in parenting techniques and infant care. Daycare services and meals were provided for about 30 children, and amongst the staff were a complement of nurses. 9 student nurses attached to the league received training for a period of 12 months and received their nursing certificates after successfully completing their final examinations. Initially, Mr. John Beckles, who was keenly interested in the welfare of the working classes, used his personal resources to fund humanitarian work at the Goodwill League. Businesses and citizens who saw merit in his work also contributed financially, and the work of the League expanded. In an editorial, the Advocate encouraged members of the legislature to provide governmental funding to ensure the long-term sustainability of the project. On this day, August 16, 1950, the Barbados Advocate highlighted the praiseworthy achievements of the Children's Goodwill League Center and the laudatory comments recorded in the visitor's book.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.